I'll be the host of this one because you have an ex as well, right? And y'all do have exes. Yeah. Yes, I'll be the host.
Wait, why?
Well, maybe... I never had an ex.
Yeah.
Is there
and Lily's your first girlfriend?
I regret flirting with Megan so soon.
That needs to be clipped.
Yeah, I think it's just like, I don't want to ever like be like, I'm burdening somebody. I don't know if like I'll ever be able to like fully like them.
You could, bro. You could.
I've talked to you about this too, but it's straight up like the abandonment shit, bro. Like, you're just scared of being abandoned. Like, if you're friends and like they're not the best people, right? But they're all you know, they're all you have now. It's like, obviously, no one wants to restart and make new friends, right?
Hey guys, welcome back to the 949 podcast. I'm your host, Jason Kim.
Yes, sir.
Joined with my brother, Paulie.
Hello.
And then on my left, we got Megan Yu.
Hello.
And then on my right, we got Tulla.
Hello, hello.
What's going on, y'all?
How you guys doing? How you guys doing?
I literally saw your ass like 3 days ago. Two days ago.
Because y'all too busy. We got to film.
We filming back-to-backs for y'all, bro.
You know, this is a good thing.
It is.
Busy life is a good thing.
It is. How are you feeling, though? Because before this episode, my boy was going through it.
No. Yeah. I don't know why, but I was so fucking tight in my stomach.
Hello, gas stuffed in
there.
Yeah,
I feel like shit, bro. I think it's because, like, the extra milk and shit. I don't know.
Extra milk. You don't think it was the mints?
No, the mint. I don't know. I don't know what it was, but, yeah, I'm better now.
Okay.
Literally, I was laying outside in my car, like, literally just, like, 20 minutes ago.
I know. I felt so bad.
Yeah, I was out, bro. Oh, my God.
Jason was, like, hanging over the table like this, and we're all, like, what the fuck? What do we do?
I don't know what it was, but, yeah, we're good. We're good.
That's nice.
Okay. Yeah. Let's run it.
Yeah, it's a different man. We got a new man.
I know. He was so sad earlier.
I've never seen you like
hella dramatic.
I was in pain, bro. No, they were cracking jokes. I was like, yo, shut the fuck up.
I was testing him to see if he was actually hurting hella.
Bro, I was bent over cracking jokes, and I'm like, it's like, yo, he's not laughing. I'm like, yeah, no fucking shit, bro. No fucking shit.
Trying to lighten the mood.
Like, do you need a fart?
No.
To how much pain someone's in, bro. You know, it's really bad when they can't laugh at a joke. Yeah, so I was like, oh, this guy's fucking insane.
Like, no, we're like, we'll leave him alone. We'll leave
him. I thought I was gonna see a little chuckle still.
No, I was like, I know this motherfucker ain't trying to.
Yeah, no, that's good though that you're feeling better, bro. Actually, I thought we were about to not have to be able to film today.
No.
Yeah,
well, you know I rally, bro. Come on.
Okay. You know, love to hear it. Love to hear it.
Hella dramatic for a second there, though.
Dramatic, bro.
Great actor, huh? Great actor. Nah, I'm playing.
Okay. Well, I dyed my roots, you guys. Thanks for noticing.
Oh, you did. Oh, you did.
I did.
It's red up top.
Red.
Orange.
Red. You know, she did that herself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She always does it herself.
She's known as independent on all that shit on herself.
What color is that?
I would say like ginger.
Ginger,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You should just start calling it the Megan special. I feel like this is your look.
Dude, I know. Honestly, I
can see Megan in like a sexy red.
I was red before. Yeah. And then I just like kept bleaching it. And then I just like was like, dude, this is me, you know? And like, I don't want comments saying like, oh, Megan's only dyeing her hair because she's going through her moment or whatever. You know how they're like, girls like dye her hair or whatever.
Yeah, I
think this is like truly
who you are.
My best vibe.
Yeah.
I just feel so awake and alive that I read them.
Amazing.
If you go back through our old episodes, she probably has like 5 colors at least, no? Like,
no, I remember the red.
Red. She had a blackish brownish.
My normal hair was like, jet black.
Yeah.
You know?
Like the first episodes, you'd look different.
Because it's all black underneath here.
Right.
You know? So it kind of looks nice because it's like light to dark.
Yeah.
Oh, like you, it's, oh, it is black down there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it gives you depth. Just do it up here?
Yeah, it gives you depth.
Yeah, texture.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That depth, bro.
Yeah.
Trying to make fun of me for a second there.
No, what?
Damn,
yo, what's going on with you though?
So this morning, bro, I was fucking busy morning, bro. Pulled up on Tala's house ski for the first time.
He was the first time to see my house. Dude, out of everybody.
Real cozy for sure. Like great home vibes. And let me just like, aside from the house, bro, great host. Holy shit, bro. Yay. I gotta gas her up, bro. Like, dude, making food, cut in the choir, packed me a little to-go fruit bag, bro. My mom was hella impressed and shit.
Your mom?
Because I had to pick up my mom from LAX, that's why. But great host. But no, we made a banger video, so it's gonna be out before this. But it's fucking long as fuck. Cause like, I try to keep it short, and I did an outro.
Yeah.
And we just talked for another 20 minutes. So I was like, bro, it's like a 40-minute guy. The whole That's interview.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's another podcast.
No, literally, but I feel like closer to someone. No, on God. Yeah.
So what? You guys just like cooked and talked?
Dude, not even cooking. You can explain.
Oh, just straight up talked.
Honestly, I was so excited to make Paul some food because I never get to really like make you guys food. Yeah. And I love cooking. Mm-hmm. So I actually bought all the ingredients. So the what was supposed to be made today was my typical, my specialty soy glazed chicken wings.
Wow.
With
that
some
amazing
Asian bok choy and vegetables with some like seasoned rice.
Okay. Okay. Right,
I wanted to make that for you and I have everything in the fridge. You remember the fridge?
Yeah, but
that today I got a special delivery from a big pizza company.
Yeah, shout them out.
DiGiorno.
I just saw your story. Yeah, like they made a personal delivery for me.
Right, right.
To my door.
Dropped like 20 pizzas off and shit, bro.
That's literally so fire.
I saw your story. I was like, why are you working with DiGiorno?
No, that's a fire ass company, bro.
It is.
Fire ass company.
I always see her doing some beauty stuff.
I know.
And then DiGiorno.
Yeah,
anyways, so I was like, you know what? Fuck the chicken wings. Yeah, let's get pizza.
DiGiorno mukbang.
DiGiorno. But then, like, they had a late delivery. Right, so when he came, there's nothing to eat.
Right. So we ended up going with the burnt mandu and the. I'm trolling. It was still good. It was fire.
Yeah, we had, like, instant food, basically.
Yeah, it was good. But yeah.
But go check it out.
Yeah. I'm excited to see it.
Is it going to be live?
It'll definitely be live by this. But yeah, it's a great thing. I think we definitely need to pull up to Talha's house again.
Yeah, I want to invite you guys again.
We
want to
do the thing that we talked about. The Twitch
stream. Yeah, yes, Twitch stream.
Dude, great Twitch setup.
Yeah,
bro. We could run that.
Come over. Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be hella fun.
Maybe we do an episode.
On Twitch?
Nine for nine.
I'm so down.
9 for 9 all time. Are you getting back into streaming?
Slowly. A lot of things on my plate right now.
Yeah.
So
she's got some exciting shit coming up, but I don't know when she's gonna announce it, but she was telling us earlier.
Soon. You know, I always wanted to stream, but like I don't think anyone wants to watch me play like Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing Twitch is tough. That's tough.
No way to kill my dream so quick, Jason.
You know what though? Some 9 for 9 members would watch.
I know. Yeah, I wish I was good at video games. I'm like bad and really frustratingly bad. So I feel like the viewers would also just hate watching me.
Maybe we do a Valorant Twitch stream.
Wow. Oh, I don't even know how to play.
All four of us in
the
team.
We don't play that shit.
Let's play Fortnite.
Oh, man, that would be better, actually.
Fortnite?
No.
Yeah.
She doesn't know how to play.
I'll teach you, even though I'm really bad.
No building wall shit.
No build.
If you know, you know. No build.
So, yeah, we'll think of a banger idea. I'm down to do the stream, though.
Twitch is lit.
No, we have the physical 100 episode.
The 5K?
Yeah.
That's not a stream though. That's like
not a stream. Yeah. That's like a video.
Yeah. But,
oh my god.
What?
9 for 9 Fortnite skin. Please.
Oh yeah, that'd be sick.
Please.
Who would they choose though? I think they'd choose Jason.
And me.
For sure.
Alright guys, we got a big announcement.
Oh yes,
big
we do.
We got a big announcement.
Huge announcement.
Alright.
Let them know, man.
We finalized everything.
Yep.
Alright.
In stone.
Yeah, this is long time in the works.
Yep.
Alright. And obviously, we teased it a little bit, but we're finally launching our clothing line.
Oh yeah.
And in celebration of that, we are hosting our club event out in the bay.
Yes,
out
sir.
In the bay.
So it's gonna be at Opal Nightclub.
Yep.
In Mountain View.
Yep.
Or like northern San Jose area.
Right.
It's gonna be a 21 plus club.
Right.
And if you're not 21, try to come.
Yeah. If you know a way, you know a way.
But the ticket link will be down below.
Yes, sir. Make sure to go cop those tickets down below because honestly, this club is popping from what I hear. And they sell out anyway. So if you guys want to make sure you get a chance to party with us, because this is our first and only time in NorCal. I don't know when we're all going as a unit. Make sure to cop that ticket. And this year, or this time, we're keeping the tickets at $20. I don't know if y'all remember last time.
They were like keeping going up.
Dude,
and up.
Yeah. So this time we literally have to fight with this guy to keep it at $20. So make sure to go cop it as soon as you can before that shit sells out.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the club gave us 100 VIP tickets.
Yep.
And if you get this ticket, You don't have to wait in line. You can just pull up to the front.
Right.
And they'll let you in no matter if it's at capacity already or not.
Yep.
If you pre-buy these tickets, then you can automatically get in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I just thought of one more thing.
Yeah.
For the people who are going, you're going to make sure you want to go because we might just be tossing out something. That's all I'm going to say. Oh, yeah, but you guys might have a chance at some free apparel. So, you know.
We'll see. Yes.
So we'll be bringing out a lot of our friends, a lot of our influencer friends that are out there.
Yep.
We'll be tossing out our clothes. Like, this is honestly the first time we're revealing.
Yeah.
Like, we've been working on our clothes for like 4 or 5 months
right,
now.
Right, right.
Like,
how
I know
long has it been now?
No, longer. Like 6, 7, bro.
Yeah.
The clothes, hella long.
Long time.
Yeah.
And
should we discuss the clothes or just keep it at
no,
this
No, let's just
now?
Keep it like this.
We'll tease it in a later week.
Yeah, okay,
we'll tease
okay,
it in
okay,
a later
okay.
week. But, yeah.
You have to come, okay?
And
everybody
telling,
has to come.
Yeah, this club, I'm telling you, there's already people that go out. So
right.
this, it's going to be a line. Like, you want these 100 tickets.
No, right? you do, for all sure.
Right? We wanted to get more tickets, but they only gave us 100 to sell.
Yeah.
So get your tickets, all right, and we'll see you there.
Yes,
May
sir.
10th. May 10th.
Oh, yeah, May 10th. We didn't say the date.
May 10th, it's a Friday.
Yeah.
All right? SJ.
Yeah, we know those all Fridays right? go crazy in all SJ, right.
Is it Friday?
It is a Friday. Mm. Yeah. Friday.
I'll see y'all there. Oh, also, one more thing.
What?
If you buy one of the 100 tickets, the VIP tickets, you will automatically be entered in our giveaway.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be choosing you and your group of friends, like 4 or 5.
Yep.
And we're going to pregame.
Yep.
So we'll invite you to the pregame.
Yep.
You'll be on our table list.
Yep. There's an afters as well, maybe.
Hey, we got the B&B.
Yeah, we're copping a B&B for this shit.
So, yeah.
Wait, I didn't know any of this.
It's between, hey, come on, man. We were just going to let you know.
Yeah. But basically, you don't even have to do anything. Just buy
the ticket.
Yep. And we'll see all the names that buy the 100 tickets.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll choose one. And you and your group of friends will come with us, party with us, basically hang out with us that whole night.
Yeah. Literally.
Come get lit with us.
After, yeah.
Are you guys excited, though? Because from what
I
remember.
That's so exciting.
Dude, Jason told me when he went to the Bay, that was the most you got recognized and shit.
Dude,
yeah.
When I went to Bill Graham
to
see Illenium in the Bay.
Right.
That was the most love.
That's what I do. I think this shit's about to be a movie, bro.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I haven't been to Bay in so long.
Dude, yeah.
And I got to redeem myself of our last club event.
yeah.
And not
no
black
blacking
out.
No blacking out, bro.
Oh my god.
I remember the party bus was so fun. I feel like the pregame is like
dude,
the party bus
the
was
party
so fun.
Hey, That's why you gotta make sure to get your ticket.
And
bro.
That's so crazy that I don't even remember walking into our own club event. Like I don't even remember.
Yeah, she
that.
Did a whole interview talking
I did
about
a whole
we're all
thing.
Fucked up.
I like remember the club in such little small space.
Do you remember seeing me?
No.
You kept checking up on me.
Dude, I
had the entire
no
night.
No memory.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy that I'm like out here walking around, like talking to people and shit?
Dude, that was me too. I was black.
Nothing.
I was black.
Wow.
Dude.
Yeah. I was like dancing on the table, taking pictures.
Yeah, dude.
I wish I remember more, but fuck.
Me too.
It's all right, this one.
Yeah. Wait, so how much is the VIP ticket?
So it's $20.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Even the VIP.
Yeah.
Wow.
$20.
So you guys could also pull up to the club and pay at the door.
Yeah.
But if you want to be guaranteed entry with no line.
Right.
And they told me, like, I was talking to the owner of the club.
Yeah.
If it gets packed out, they're not letting people in, even if there's a line.
Yeah.
So this club is like mid-size.
Right.
It's not the biggest. I think it was like 400 people.
Yeah. Ooh. I think it is 400. So it's for sure going to be packed, right?
Yeah. It's max capacity 400. Yeah. So
I'm excited.
Just buy it right now.
No,
just literally buy it right now.
And all I'm going to say is last time 400 people came out. So I'm sure those 100 tickets are going to actually be so fast, bro. Mm. So.
Dude, yeah, last time that was crazy.
That was crazy.
What's the song, the music type like?
This club is hip-hop.
It's a chill club. Yeah. Chill.
Oh,
yeah.
This club is hip-hop.
Hip-hop,
all right.
Yeah, man.
All right.
I think we got Jenny coming out.
Oh, yeah. Jennifer's pulling up.
Jennifer's pulling up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jenny. I was like, who's Jenny? I know, I was like, from Blackpink? You never call her Jenny.
I know.
But yeah, if you want to see us at the club, at the lights and the music and
the
alcohol,
floor, dancing,
having
drinking.
A good time, buy a ticket right now. Because like, who doesn't want to have a good time?
Right. Right. I think that's enough.
Yeah, that was Megan's best try to promote the event.
Yeah. They're tired of hearing
about
it. Yeah.
But lastly, May 10th, Opal Nightclub in
21
San Jose.
Plus.
Yep.
$20.
Yep. Get your tickets.
Free stuff.
free stuff. And we'll get into this week's episode.
Yes.
Okay. That was a long advice segment. Yeah, a little too long.
Yeah, we gotta cut that one down.
Okay. So, would you rather have ears that can record everything or eyes that can film everything whenever you want?
But filming, no audio?
No audio.
Oh, that.
But also hearing, no video.
Oh, I see.
Record
everything with your eyes for sure.
That's what I was thinking at first too.
It's kind of like asking if you would rather have your sense of hearing or sense of
vision.
Yeah, but this is also like playback. You could play that shit back.
Right.
This is evidence. Yeah. You know?
Shoot, dude. I'm kind of leaning towards the hearing.
Me too.
What? Wait, why?
Because you could hear their voice. Like, if they pass, you could... I mean, obviously, seeing them, a video of them is cool too. But I don't know. Without the audio on the video, it's like...
Yeah.
I feel like audio is like the true essence of the person or of the moment.
Yes.
Whereas the visuals, it's like it could be interpreted so many ways.
Yeah. So this is like, it's like a thing where guys mainly say vision.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because like, you know, you can record visually whatever you want. You know what I mean?
Stimulated. Wait, I have a question about this though. So if you have the hearing, you can still see though, right?
No.
Oh, it's just one or the other.
It's like you can record it.
Yeah, record your hearing.
Yeah, so, like so you can record your hearing.
Playing back like a Spotify.
Right. Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
but I'm saying, do your eyes still work though?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
but you can't like.
But you just have that one memory. Yeah. You just have that one.
Yeah.
If my eyes still work, like I thought I was blind and I had to hear.
No. It's either one.
Oh yeah, dude, definitely ears, bro, because you could see still.
I know, but like.
No, wait.
He's saying more. I'm like, okay. I'm saying more of like.
Like the superpower ability.
No, it's like it's like you're laying in bed.
Right.
And it's like, oh, I wanna listen back to what I said 2 years ago.
Right. No, I get it.
Put on a pair of headphones.
Yeah.
No, you don't even have to. It's just like built in.
Right. No, I get it.
Yeah, or vision where you're like, I close my eyes and then you could just see exactly what you just saw. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know?
For sure.
And it's like a big thing, guys are gonna say vision.
Yeah.
And girls are gonna say hearing. Because girls would say hearing because like you literally said this the other day, let's play it again. And then we'll show
evidence.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I also feel like I don't know, I'm thinking like if I could enjoy a concert, like I would love to hear Janae Aiko just play back in my ear. But if I see audio, a visual, it's like, I don't know what I don't know what she sounds like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I could see that.
Yeah. At first I picked vision too. Mm-hmm. And then I'm switched back now.
Yeah. You know what's crazy though? So I have an old video of my grandma who passed away.
Uh-huh.
But the audio is messed up.
Oh.
So it's just a video.
Uh-huh.
But then I somehow like found the audio file.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it was like I uploaded it to my computer and like it was like a corrupted file and but my brother had like a similar video or a similar thingy and literally the audio made such a difference.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, I started crying just hearing her voice.
Yeah.
Oh, versus man. Just like a video of her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, I totally feel you on that. Because I have a video like that too, but there's no audio.
Yeah.
Right.
But the voice is just like.
Because the voice is what you miss. Like, exactly. You know what they look like in your brain. Exactly. Especially if it's someone that passed, you know?
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
And the voice is just, oh my God, so sad.
Yeah.
No, that shit's sad, bro.
But honestly, this actually brings me to my next point.
Yeah.
I these days like try to record all my FaceTimes with my parents.
Wow.
Aww.
Yeah, I know this is kind of sad.
That is kind of sad.
I know, it's
yeah,
so
why
sad?
Is that sad?
That is yeah.
That's so sad.
Yeah, that's like you try to get ready or something.
Yeah.
I know, but I just feel like. I don't know, with my parents, like I don't want to take them for granted. I just want to keep every single moment I have with them. So I'm like trying to like record more like, I want to have like an interview with them one day and like ask them questions before they get too old, you know?
Dude, I feel that with my parents. I feel like it's just lately we've just been getting on each other's nerves more and more. And it's just because I'm like home more, you know?
Yeah.
And I can tell like, you know, like, I don't know. I was like just thinking this in the car right here, but like my mom and I just got into a fight again. And like, I hate fighting with my parents. Uh-huh. I hate it. And literally like, I'm like, is it because they're getting old and they just like don't want to hang out with me anymore, you know? Or like, you know how like people get old and like they get hella irritated and shit?
Yeah.
I totally know that that's going to be my dad. You know
menopause.
What I mean? Yeah. And my mom's going through menopause too.
Can I ask what the argument's about with you and your mom?
No, it's just they're like, Megan, your Martu is too bad. And that's just my way I talk, you know?
Are you cussing or something?
No, I never cuss.
Too much slang, maybe.
No, I'm not even doing that. I think it's just because, like, my parents have to know everything I'm doing. Every single second.
Right, but what does that have to do with the way you speak?
But it's just like, I was coming here to film, and I told my parents 5 times, I'm filming tonight. And I walked downstairs, and my mom's like, where are you going? This late at night. I'm going to film. You know?
The attitude, bro. Yeah, it's the attitude. That's what it is.
And I get attitude now more and more, and it makes me so sad because, like, I want to be like, I'm so sorry. It's not even me because I'm mad at you. It's just because, like, I've told you 8 times today now, you know? And, like, I'm really trying to fix my attitude, but it's hard.
Yeah, it is hard.
It's so hard. And, like, that was a little rant.
You're getting sad, dude.
I know. I don't want to think about it. Okay, this is kind of like deep questions.
I have another light question.
Okay, another
light. Oh, go with the light ones. Yeah. Okay.
I saw a TikTok of this. Uh-huh. I'm getting inspo from Megan. Mm-hmm. I saw a TikTok. would you rather date somebody who never posts you on their socials or posts you every single story?
Sheesh. These days, I think I'm feeling more of the, they just don't post me at all. Every day is OD. That's crazy.
Or like, every day. It doesn't have to be every story, but it could be like every day, like you're in the corner or something, you know, like tagging you.
Yeah, they could post me every day if they want to post me every day.
It's different though. It is different.
I think it is different.
Yeah, guys posting their girl is more normal.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I got a lot of homies that only post their girl.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, the restaurant.
Yeah. Well, whatever they're doing, like, they're showing off their girl.
That's
normal. Wow. I see that.
That's unheard of.
I unheard of. Literally, in my a guy right now, he posts his girl pretty much like every day.
Every story.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
And, like, it's for me, like, I don't think that's like a weird thing. But if a girl was posting their man's like every day, that's kind of weird.
I feel like that's so normal.
Yeah, I see a girl posting.
Yeah,
the guy.
I feel like the girls post the guys more.
Yeah,
I don't know. I feel like both ways is kind of weird. Every day is like, what's going on here?
I think now, like, that I'm more social media based. Right. You know, because in the last relationship I wasn't at all.
Yeah.
But I would wanna. I would be okay with not too much posting.
Yeah. Same. You know?
But not
at
all.
Yeah. Never.
Yeah, I mean, it's one or the other, I guess. Yeah. You know?
Man crush every day. Think about that. You're posting a man crush every, like, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Chill out, bro. I think it would feel like couple content. You know what I mean?
Yeah, bro. Mm-hmm.
I would pick never.
Really?
What are you picking though?
I like to be posted. Yeah.
Every day.
No, yeah,
that's true. It could be tiny, my fingertip or something.
Jeez. What if
I'm always watching. Oh my
god. Wait, what if we made it so that you have to post every day too then?
Yeah.
It's all good?
I kind of do that now.
Yeah. That's what I say. Uh-huh. I think you do post more.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I think it was just because in my relationship, it was just so nothing.
That you're just used to it?
Yeah. That I might be used to it. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we got into a lot of arguments for that.
So. Oh, really? Yeah, I don't know, man. I started out as like the frequently in the beginning of my relationship, but now I'm just like a dude. It's like, oh, it's all good, bro. Everyone knows, bro.
Yeah. No, I like the way you post.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's great.
How do you post, Emily?
No, it's like, it's not even like everyday kind of thing, but just it's time like, to you time. You need to, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't really see Emily posting you too much.
I
think about it.
That's actually the thing, though. So in the beginning, like I said, I liked posting it a lot.
Yeah.
She was just like not really doing it. And she kind of explained why. So I was like, I mean, like,
what is the explanation?
But also, Emily really doesn't post.
Yeah, she doesn't post much at all. But that was the main thing. And when I first met her too, she found like any online couple shit hella cringy.
Mm. You were hella doing that shit.
I know. I was hella doing that, right? Mm-hmm. And then she told me after, she's like, bro, she was so fucking cringe, bro. And then she was like saying how her and her friends used to roast kids who did that. I'm like, okay, maybe I gotta chill. Yeah.
I remember I stalked Emily one time and I was like, wow, this girl's gorgeous. So cute.
Janae, you know, vibes.
Immediate 100%. Follow.
Really? Yeah. Janae? Oh, yeah, sheesh.
Yeah. Very chill, low key. I'm just doing my thing.
Hey, man.
See, I wish I was private like that.
I know, me too. I
see, there's an
too
appeal
much.
To it now that like more people are like following us and shit. Yeah. I think there is an appeal to like making a private IG.
Yeah.
I want
yeah.
to,
oh,
bro.
Oh, she's private.
No, she's not anymore. I'm just saying, like, more like mysterious vibes. She gives off mysterious vibes. Yeah,
shit,
like
shit.
I kind of have to work to get her.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Damn. Well, I was kind of changing lanes. Then let me just ask you guys: like, would you guys be down to open like a separate Finsta now?
I was literally just thinking this like the other day that I wanted to do that.
You're saying, bro?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Wait, but that's like easy though. Like you can just do. You know,
it
what
is.
Mean?
It is.
I
know. But it's just like.
And don't you guys have one already or not?
No, like an actual one where it's like I'm down to have like a. Like a 100 follower, like redo it. Like look for like my close homies currently, and then just like do my own shit on there.
Yeah, same. But I just I always get like anxiety from Instagram to posting. You know, and like it's just too much pressure. But I have a question. Okay. Do you think I'm valid for getting mad that I wanted to get posted on Valentine's Day?
Are you
valid? Yes, you're
valid
on social media.
Yes.
But you and your.
Yeah, we got into it was like a whole thing, but it was like I got mad because he didn't want to post me on Valentine's
Day. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
I don't use social media. Like, you just posted you snowboarding last week
shoot,
with your friends.
Man.
You know? And then I'm like, it's Valentine's Day. Here's the picture.
I found Valentine's Day is the one day
exactly
your man's got to post.
That you can do it.
Right.
And then it turned into this huge thing about how he's like, why do you want people online to think that we're going to fancy dinners all the time?
I think you said this.
Yeah. So do you think I'm valid, like, as a guy?
Yeah, of course you're valid.
Yeah. Valentine's Day post?
What's he arguing for?
Yeah, that's the least he could do.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, that's but
glad he's an ex.
That's one of those things where you can, like, he's just trying to hide you, bro.
Yeah, but
we were dating for like a year now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He just like he's someone who just does not give a fuck about social media, huh?
Definitely.
No, he just didn't give a shit about me.
Whoa! Really?
I really think he hated me for
a while. Maybe.
Because there's guys. So there's like types of guys who hate girls.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Like they legitimately don't.
They legitimately like. Hate girls besides the girl that they're talking to.
Oh, okay.
So, example, like that. My ex was kind of like that. Where like, if I brought over my girlfriends, he'd pick out every single thing that
he
was kind of
so
wrong
annoyed.
With them. He'd be like, their voice is so high pitched, I could never hang out with them.
Oh,
you know. Yeah. He would hate girls who have a slightly higher voice tone.
What if?
You know.
What if as the year went on, this might be a little mean, but as the year went on, he started to hate you too.
No, I agree. Yeah. And I think he genuinely hated me.
Whoa.
I think it gets like that. I think when you start to get sick of a girl, you kind of
just start hating them.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But he was like one of those, that's why you can never date a guy that hates girls. You know, because they're eventually going to start hating you.
He definitely shouldn't.
You know what I mean?
I would recommend that too, honestly.
Do you know the type of guy I'm talking about?
Well, I can imagine your ex like,
I know, but not even like him. Like I'm not even saying about him
there's
in general.
There's not a lot of.
I'm just saying like
guys.
I'm just saying like guys in general.
He just
pretty
seems
rare.
Like he just seems like a guy with anger irritability issues.
Maybe, but like there are guys that are like that hate girls and their certain
maybe
girl tendencies.
Maybe he hated your sorority girl friends because they're too sorority.
But he's in a frat.
Honestly, a good test maybe is. You inviting all your guy friends and seeing if he...
He didn't care.
Oh, so he just specifically hated girls.
I think he hated... But I'm just saying, like, there's a... I feel like there is a type of guy that is like
probably
this.
Is. You know there's so many fucking people in the world. There definitely is. But I don't know, like, if there's that many, if I'm being honest. I don't have too many, like, people I could think of.
Really? But do you know what I'm talking about? I don't even like the fact that I'm talking about my ex so much. I'm not even talking about that. Right. Like, I don't care. You know
I can
what
see
mean?
What you're
I'm talking more about that type of guy.
Yeah. They just hate on all girls.
They just hate on all girls. Yeah. Unless they kind of like you.
Maybe it's like a superiority complex. Like, he thinks he's better than all
these
girls.
Yeah. He's judging.
Yeah.
Do you think so?
Like, he's got a lot of things going on in his life.
No, I feel like it wasn't even like that.
It's a subconscious thing that you might not even know, but it's like, oh, I'm smarter than all, you know, like, what are you?
I think a big sign of love is, like, yes, you can be irritated by your partner's friends, but I would want my partner to at least put in the effort to like them.
Even if
they annoyed you, like, mm-hmm. I still like my friend. So where's your effort in trying to understand me through my friends? You know?
Exactly.
Ah, boy, bye.
Yeah, I don't need any Islam. A lot of bad things happen.
Islam. You know what I mean?
But I'm just saying, like, I wanted to, okay.
Yeah, right. You're so valid.
Yeah.
Glad y'all broke up.
Okay, whatever. Maybe we can cut that whole thing out.
No. We'll keep some of it that in for sure. We'll keep some of that in for sure.
Okay, whatever. Okay, I have a question. But it's a deep question.
Oh, we're going to the deeper ones.
I think this episode, you guys, we should get a little deep.
I'm down.
You know?
Okay.
It's okay.
It's been a while, actually.
Yeah, and it's okay if we don't always giggle, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, sorry. One more thing. You know how everyone's like, oh, it's not too deep. It's not too deep.
Uh-huh.
But I like it when it's deep.
I like when it's deep, too. I like when we talk about deep things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think you guys have really unhealthy coping mechanisms?
I think for me, like, if I have a really bad day, like, I do have a problem with fucking making it into a good day. Like, it spirals for me type shit, where it just keeps getting worse and worse. And then, like, eventually it'll get nighttime, and then I'll be like, fuck, but I need something to take the edge off, bro. Yeah. So literally, like, I'll turn to, like, a vape or, like, honestly it's bad, like, weed or, like, alcohol or something. Just, like, a little bit, you know? Mm-hmm. But then I realize it makes me worse. Feel worse, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you feel good when you're faded, and then it goes away, and you're like, fuck, dude, like... Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So probably something like that, like a fucking drug.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude, it's not good.
But you don't really do that. I feel like it's just like...
Yeah. I mean, even like the vape, bro, honestly, like, this is like so off topic, but you know how I was like off it last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then this year, like, I keep hitting it and shit. Yeah, dude, honestly, I've noticed a straight correlation, bro.
Mm-hmm. To what?
To like mood and just the way I think is just down.
Wow.
Downwards.
It's because you started working so much and like with school and
something,
stuff like that.
Something. So, yeah. Like, I'll just keep ripping it, right? And then like now, I'm like, bro, like this actually, I feel way worse mentally than I did last year.
Wow.
So you think the vape is causing you to be unhappy?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure, like, I don't know if there's a straight correlation.
Yeah.
But like, that's how I'm
it's just like
bro.
A new way, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I need to stop that shit, bro.
Mm.
So I tossed everything.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, after I dipped her house, I tossed in the trash can.
Wow.
Fully loaded vape.
Oh, I mean, I didn't buy anything. I was so fiending. I was using old ass ones.
Mm.
2 months old, just, yeah.
Oh, so it's not, okay.
Yeah,
I thought, okay. No. So you just threw an empty vape.
Basically, yeah. But I had three of them.
No,
oh,
okay.
It
was like the active.
The gesture.
Right.
Yeah.
Because now I can't even at night hit that little burnt ass shit either. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Good job. Practicing.
Thank you.
And did you do that as a sign that you're gonna quit?
Yeah, because I was like, okay. I know, like, myself, and I'm just like, dude, I'm spiraling right now, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even, like, you know, I quit, I got laid off, bro.
Yeah.
And I have way more time technically, and I'm not even using it properly, bro.
No, like, that always happens, though.
That's okay, that's how I felt for like
really?
Months.
Dude,
yeah.
Genuinely, I'm like, how did I even perform before when I had a job? And now it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I did think I'm gonna fail school, bro. And I'm like, dude,
mm-hmm.
I can't do it, dog.
It's always like that.
Yeah.
But honestly, I feel like the more time you have in the day, like, you actually become less productive, no?
Yeah.
Or less,
you know, when you have so much free time, it's like, in theory, it's like, oh, I have so much time to do the things that I have always wanted to do.
Right.
But then when the time comes, it's like,
you don't do it.
I'm like, what the hell did I do for the past year? I'm checking emails, I'm like, you know, like, how did I spend that 8 hours?
Dude.
You know?
That was literally me. Honestly, a pet peeve of mine, kind of, are couch potato people. Like, I really don't like it. I don't like when people can spend their entire day on the couch doing nothing.
Then,
like, rot, you know? And, like, it's totally fine to do that once in a while. It's like, you know, you need a day to your rest. But if it's like that, like, multiple days in a row, I don't like people like that, you know? And I was starting to become like that because I was getting so, like, sad about not finding a job either. And, like, I'm not at school and none of my friends are hanging out with me. So it's just a whole spiral of things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you totally get like that.
Mm-hmm.
Once you have too much free time and you stay in bed, you're just going to keep staying there.
Dude, that's what I'm saying.
You know what actually helped me get out of that rut?
Mm-hmm.
Is... being surrounded, it could be literally one person, but finding somebody who can light the inspiration in you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like just meeting or like having a coffee with somebody who is
talking about how great they're or whatever is going on.
Yeah. Yeah, or just someone who's like super passionate about what they're doing, and like I'm just grilling them about the process. Like, okay, what kind of system did you build? How did your, you know, just being having one person that to inspire you, I feel like helps so much.
You know. Yeah, and I think also it was like seasonal things. Like I get pretty bad seasonal depression, like, to be honest. And now that the sun has been coming out, I feel so much better.
Yeah,
like motivated. So alive and motivated. And I'm literally working every single day. I go to gym still 2 times a day and I'm still working. Like, I'll get off 11-hour shifts, I'll go straight to the gym.
That's what I'm saying. And it feels hella good.
And it feels so good because the sun is out and I feel like I'm doing something with my life, you know?
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. But honestly, in that rut, what I would do is I would literally force myself to text somebody that I know might have something going on in their life, and I'll force myself a coffee date with them, or like a call. So that when the day comes, I'm like, oh, I can't believe I have to go out and like be with them. But that just gets me out of my of my spiral.
Yeah, right. I totally agree.
You know?
I mean, circle it back to the coping mechanisms.
What are your guys' coping mechanisms?
I would say mine is like, I need to be outside. Like, I need to do something. I hate the feeling of anger or sadness or anything like that lately. So I'll do anything in my power to make myself feel better. Like, go outside the gym or something. But at the same time, I don't allow myself to, like, feel it unless I'm by myself. And I don't want to be by myself. So it builds up all this tension, you know? Like, especially after my breakup, I was just outside every single day. Like, I was never alone. And I feel like maybe I just need to work on, like, I don't know, healthily showing people my emotions. Because when I show my emotions, I'm very passionate about everything. If I'm crying, I'm fucking crying. If I'm angry, I'm really fucking angry, you know? So, like, maybe I need to, like, find better ways of, like, showing off my emotions.
Yeah. You should also, like, do it by yourself, too, sometimes.
Yeah.
It kind of feels like you're, like, just distracting yourself, and so you don't have time to think about
exactly,
it.
Yeah.
Good point.
But you still?
I feel like I don't do this these days because I think I'm pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Good.
But when I was kind of in a really bad place, or when I felt like super lost, I didn't know who the hell I was. What the hell am I doing with my life? That time I journaled a lot.
Oh, really?
And like, this is like such a boring answer because I feel like everyone's like journaling. I'm never gonna pick up a pen and paper and write my feelings.
But that's so healthy.
Yeah, but I have friends that like just even type in their notes in their phone because like sometimes digital typing is faster than writing it down.
I've done voice memos.
Oh, wow.
Really?
But I just feel like when I journal, I get to just, it's like no filter zone.
Yeah.
I get to just write whatever the hell I'm feeling. And by the end of it, it's like, oh, it's like I've word thought vomited on this page. Mm-hmm. And by the end of it, it's like, I find a conclusion for myself.
Yeah.
You know, by the end of it, it's like, oh, I kind of process everything I'm doing. And I'm like, okay, you know what? But you're amazing. Like, I'm proud of you. Like, this is, I think, what I want to do next.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So it helps me kind of visually lay out all my thoughts. And then I get to still find the solution at the end of the day.
True.
So journaling or voice noting or notepad. Yeah.
Oh.
Like, for girls, too, I do this sometimes. But then this couple times where if I'm really angry about something, I'll pretend to make a TikTok about it.
Yeah.
And after, I'll feel so much better.
Dude, wait,
I wouldn't even post
that
it.
That literally reminds me. Because remember, I literally told her this today. I was like, bro, like, I guess this, I didn't think of this as a coping mechanism. But I just set up the vlog camera, bro. I told him, I was talking to him for like fucking 40 minutes, bro. It was just like, at the end of it, I'm like, bro, what am I saying?
You feel kind of better.
You do.
Yeah.
I'm like, what am I tripping about, bro? I'm talking about the same shit, bro.
Like, if I'm feeling really sad and I need to distract myself, I'll like learn a TikTok dance.
You're crying, you're like.
Yeah. Like, one time I was like going through a really hard moment and I just needed my girlfriend's there and like, we just started making TikTok dances and I completely forgot about all of it and it made
me so funny.
Much better. I'll have my iPad on my window and it'll be like a tutorial.
What was that damn iPad, man?
I feel like for me, I think not a lot of things bother me to that level.
Right.
Like, so things that might bother you, like, won't actually bother me that much. Because I think I'm very much on that mindset of, yo, it's not that deep.
Right.
Yeah. But if it is something that really bothers me, then it's like a really big problem, then I'm always just like talking to the homies.
Yeah.
You know? You know? Mm-hmm. But it never really gets to that point though, like for real. Mm. And, like I need to like journal or you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think maybe you could try it out. It might it might not be your thing, like for real. But it doesn't hurt to try it out once. You know?
Or maybe learn TikTok dance.
The renegade. Actually, you know what I think about it? When I get really mad. Like, there's always like three of my homies I go to. And it's like a vent, and I will tell the exact same story down the line. And that's it.
And you feel better.
Yeah, I feel better.
You hear the three different opinions, and you're like, all right, I'm good.
I did that with you guys. Yeah. I literally do that with you guys all
I think
the time.
That's literally what I do.
Yeah, yeah.
That's literally what I do.
If it's really bad, that is the best. Just talking to people.
Talking to people, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes it'll make me feel better, and sometimes it'll make me feel worse. So I always feel weird about talking to people.
Why? Because everyone knows your business or something?
No, sometimes I like don't even want to tell people because I'm like, I feel embarrassed that I acted this way or that this happened to me, you know? So a lot of times I really won't tell anyone about it. And like, I won't even journal about it, I'll just think about it in my head, you know? But if it's not even, I feel like if it's like something I need another opinion on, I'll always tell you guys. You guys pretty much know everything about my life. But there are definitely some certain things that I literally have never told anybody.
Yeah.
Because it's not even like, sometimes I hear my girlfriends telling their girlfriends about the things that they've done or they've heard, you know? And I'm like, how are you telling other people this right now?
Oh, because it's so insane. Yeah.
Because it's so insane. And I would never be able to even have the dignity to tell somebody else that information, you know? So I feel like a lot of my ego dignity gets in the way of
expressing
my feelings sometimes. At least a lot of our coping mechanisms is this straight alcohol.
Yeah.
It used to be that.
Yeah.
But now I feel like I'm better.
Nah, it was never alcohol for me.
Yeah, me either.
I have a lot of friends like, yo, I had a bad day, let's go drink. I was like, yeah. And then they end up getting hammered. It's just like,
yeah,
just
me crying. Too. It never works.
Yeah, it was like, what's the point of that?
I feel so shit the next day.
Yeah.
I was definitely like, it was more, it's like a distraction.
Yeah, let me forget about my
that's
problems.
What it is,
forget about it and have fun.
Yeah.
Like go out to a party or a club or something. You know?
Yeah.
But then eventually you just start crying at the club. What do you regret from your last relationship?
Woo! That is a deep question.
I'll be the host of this one because you have an ex as well, right? And y'all two got exes. Yes, yeah, so I'll be the host.
Wait, why?
Well, I ain't never had an ex.
Yeah.
Is there a
and Lily's your first girlfriend?
Yeah.
Wow, you got a good one as your first girlfriend.
Or maybe you could say like a regret from.
Okay.
Like situation.
You're right.
You know?
You're right.
I think for me, my regret would be not going on trips with my partner.
Oh.
But that's such a cute one.
You know?
That is a cute one.
I was gonna go so negative.
I feel like I was so in the mentality, okay, let's save, let's work, let's grind. But then that just left with like not a lot of good memories with that person. I just, all I can remember is just working, grinding. You know?
Yeah,
so like, I remember actually he told me this. He was like, "Sir, I regret like not like taking time off with you and like knowing that it's okay to take some time off."
Uh-huh. Like relax.
Relax.
Right.
I see. Yeah.
That's a very cutie answer.
That's a
very cutie answer. Yeah. What, do you have a big regret?
I was just gonna say like that I didn't leave first. I didn't stand my ground. I was such a pushover and like just let everything happen.
Right.
Or maybe not telling people about the issues that I had.
Oh.
No one knew for an entire year and a half everything that was going on.
Uh-huh.
And like when I told everyone was so shocked about it. You know?
But you know what? I think even if you did tell
people,
you wouldn't have changed.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
And I'm not the breakup type.
Yeah. Love is blind, yo.
For real.
Even if you told us and we told you, yo, you gotta leave.
Yeah.
Your ass would have still stayed.
Probably.
Very true.
So
I think maybe it's just like me not leaving earlier. But at the same time, I learned a lot of things from it, and I'm very grateful for all the lessons I learned.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? But
100%. Some, I can't really think of much, so.
You don't have any?
Yeah.
You know something that I'm actually so proud that my parents did in my relationship? Actually, maybe I should not say this. I feel bad if my ex watches this. But I'll say it.
Oh, yeah.
But basically,
we just peer pressure you to say with our eyes, bro.
I know, with our eyes. Just, like, tell them. Basically, so I wanted to introduce my boyfriend to my parents. So okay. I'm like, mom and dad, I wanted you to meet the guy I love. But my parents were like, if he's not going to marry you, I don't need to see them. I don't need to see him.
What?
And I was like, mom, like, and dad, like, what do you mean? Like, this is the person that I love. Like, right. I don't need to marry them for you to see them. And they're like, if it's not serious, then I don't need to give them the time of day.
Wow.
In a way, that makes sense.
You know?
Yeah.
I would be hurt in the moment, though.
I was so hurt, and I fought, like, for years with my parents on this issue.
Oh, really?
Like, my parents would take him on, like, lunch or, like, dinner, but they would never invite him in the house.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I was like, I didn't understand it. But now I'm actually so grateful that my parents did that. Because my house, or, like, now it's saved for the right person. So my husband or whoever is serious with me will be the first one that will get 100% of my parents' love. And I'm so glad my parents didn't waste it on somebody that didn't really mean much.
And your parents are architects, so it makes sense. Cause
yeah. Yeah. The house is a sacred space.
The house is a sacred, is their work.
You're talking about the house in Korea?
Yeah.
Shit, bro.
Yeah, so my friends were like, if they're not serious, they're not welcome in the house. And I was like, wow, like, now I respect that so much. Like,
that's probably pretty hard for your parents to say, too.
They
stand on business.
They were standing on business so hard.
Mm-hmm. At least I thought, like, they weren't even trying to meet his At least they, like, took him to lunch.
Yeah, they gave him, like, maybe 60% of their love.
That's kind of cool, though.
Yeah,
they're so cool. I love my parents.
Yeah, I wish I could be like, fuck off, you're not coming to my house.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be with it.
Yeah,
that is a good point, though.
Right?
Yeah. This is kind of related to that, but I thought about this, Jason, bro. Like, imagine we bring home a girl, right, who, like, dresses, like, pretty well and shit. But, like, for us, that's a different look than what our parents would want. So, for example, like, she's wearing some booty shorts and shit.
Yeah.
Right? Like, do you tell the girl to, like, switch up her fits when you bring her home?
Yes.
Oh,
dude, I
thought about that.
First off, I don't think I would ever date a girl
that
would show up in booty shorts up to the house.
Yeah, true.
So I would never have that problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
As a girl,
Meeting
someone else's parents is so, so important to me.
Right.
Yeah. And I get so nervous. I'm like, I tell my boyfriend, like, which outfit is good.
Right.
Because the outfit makes a lot of, like, it's the first thing they see. If a girl is not even willing to, like, make themselves a little bit more conservative for parents.
Right.
Huge red flag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree.
That is true. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I was thinking about that, bro. Because I was like, I'm so glad Emily dresses modest, bro. Because, like, some girls I fucked her previously, I don't think they'd give a fuck. I think they would come, like, like, showing all the titties. Like, you know what I mean?
I think so, too. I think it's the type of girls you're fucking
with. Yeah. And I would hate that now that I think about it.
Yeah. But you would never actually date them.
Yeah, I guess not.
Yeah.
I thought that, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
At the same time, like, when I go out, I wear, like, slightly revealing.
That's what I'm saying.
But I would never wear that in front of parents.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so you just know better.
Like I just know better. I would never wear something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. That's like the dinchi.
Yeah.
The social IQ.
With Asian parents, too, but maybe hella judgy.
Yeah. I always, like, ask my boyfriend, like, is this look okay?
Okay.
What do you think people assume of you?
Oh, like, the public's perception of us.
Yeah, or your friends or someone.
Shit.
Do you think it's a positive way or a negative way? Truly, genuinely.
I think genuinely people know me positive, people don't kind of negative.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, like, if it's, like, people in this area just because, like, my history and shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
What about you, Jason?
I think positively. Mm-hmm. I think I've done a pretty good job in, like, I think with the homies, with guys, yeah, for sure positive.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't think I have a lot of beef with a lot of dudes.
Mm-hmm.
But, and with girls-wise, too, I feel like I have a pretty, never hold around. Like, I don't have a bad rep on streets. Like, I think it should be positive. Huh? Oh, yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. maybe that friend group hates me.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people think I'm too nice for the act of being too nice.
Oh, like fake nice.
Fake nice.
Hmm.
But I think it actually, I talked about this with Scott actually the other day. I feel like that's actually something, a habit that I built through like a trauma when I was really young.
Oh. It could be.
Like I was bullied in elementary school for like a dumb reason. Like I basically like didn't go to school half the time because I was in a musical.
Oh, okay.
And like every time I came back, everyone was like, oh, like, who do you think you are?
Yeah.
Like a musical star? And like, I think out of a lot of jealousy when we were young, like I got a lot of
bullying
for like not being in school, basically. So then I felt like since a young age, I had to prove everybody wrong by being extra nice.
I totally feel that.
Turn everybody's thoughts about me to be positive. And that just kind of became a habit that I did. So now it's like, I genuinely just want to be nice, but I feel a lot for like, whoa, that's a lot. Yeah.
I get the bullying thing. I was bullied.
Yeah.
But because I didn't eat vegetables. And because I was friends with this kid that was like, you know, all mentally there. But they would make fun of me for being friends with
them. Yeah. In elementary school, like that kind of shit happens.
You know.
Yeah.
But I see it, what you're saying. I think people assume that I'm always going to be okay with everything.
No.
You know? And like, I don't like that people are like, oh, it's okay. It's just Megan. Like, she's going to be completely fine in like 20 minutes. And that is the case. But that's just also because I hate holding on to negative energy or being mad at somebody. That just takes too much energy out of my day. I would rather not feel that way, you know? So I wish people would stop assuming that everything would be okay with me.
Yes. That's kind of a big thing, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't, I like, things do bother me a lot. And they do hurt me a lot. But I'm not going to make you feel bad for you making me feel bad. You know? I'm not going to make you feel like a shitty person because you just made me feel like a shitty person. I'm just going to let go of it.
Yeah.
You know? But in reality, I wish you did feel kind of bad for making me feel this way. And make sure you don't make it happen again.
Right.
I will say also just like us doing the podcast though. Like the podcast or like the LA, you know, just like the influencer scene like that. Those people perception of us I think is also different.
Because yeah.
I was going to say, that like, one person I know told me that they thought Megan would be super bubbly and energetic all the time, which is what she usually is.
Yeah.
But the time they met you, apparently you were just, like, by yourself and shit. Because maybe you didn't know anyone at the party or something. So they were, like, asking me, like, yo, I thought Megan's, like, super energetic and shit. What's going on? And I was just like, bro, like, we're, like, people at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just because, like, on the pod, we're always like this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but it was interesting hearing that. I was like, yeah, bro. Like, I was like, dude, like, yeah.
I get shy. I get shy too. Like
that's what I was saying.
I'm very extroverted, but when it comes to like meeting new people, especially if I don't, or like especially if they have an assumption of who I kind of am already, because we're on social media, I get so shy. You know, and like I don't want to say, not even me saying like the wrong thing at all, or I just feel like I might be overstepping if I do act the way that I do want to act. You know.
I feel that. Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah, I feel like it's harder to kind of go out.
Yeah.
In a way.
For sure now, because of the pod, bro.
Yeah, I do feel this pressure whenever I go out that I always got to be talking and making somebody laugh or being like an extrovert.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it is a weird look. Like, if you think about it, like, if you see any one of us alone at a club,
right,
it's kind of weird.
Yeah, probably.
You know what
probably.
I mean? Not talking. Like sitting down,
yeah,
not having a good time,
yeah,
it's kind of weird,
yeah,
it's kind of weird,
you know,
yeah,
it was just a lot of pressure.
And then they started being like, oh, like, are they like a different person on the camera? You know what I mean?
I didn't know someone said that to you, but
no, it's literally like my homie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was just like, bro, like, it's different, bro. Like, obviously, a lot of the time we are like this, but it's just like, dude, like, you don't know what situation you're gonna see us in and shit.
Exactly.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like that at the club events we throw, bro.
Oh, yeah. Like, no, yeah.
Like, I'm like, I need to be the fucking life of the party, but I'm more of like a chilling in the back kind of guy with my girl, bro. And then, yeah, so, I don't know.
What would be the perfect gift for every single one of us?
Perfect gift for everyone, huh?
Yeah.
I think an easy gift for Megan would be a Van Cleefy.
She already got it though. She already got two.
But she likes them though.
I know, I like them, but I wouldn't see myself materialistic like that.
Oh shit, my bad.
As you're rocking.
Yeah, wasn't that your grad gift and shit, bro? The one gift you could get. Okay, fine. Maybe something else.
I'm thinking of my gifts right now for you guys.
I think for Megan, like backstage EDC pass.
Oh yeah.
Helicopter ride.
For sure.
Backstage. On stage would crank that.
For sure. She would love that.
Why are we on stage? I like the intercom.
Or if like Subtronics let her play the fucking playbook.
That's a perfect gift. Perfect.
Yeah, that's amazing.
What about for Jason?
I know.
What?
I would find that hat that he always wears when he was younger.
That's the worst. Worst fucking gift.
That's the worst.
Worst fucking gift that I never wear hats, bro.
Okay, fine. I thought it was funny. It was like a wholehearted funny gift.
Well, I know Jason. Like, this will make him happy, bro. He wants this. I know for sure. Iced out 9 for 9 chain or some iced out chain. Jason likes the chain,
but it goes deeper than that.
What you mean?
Because I would never, even if I had the money, I would never get an iced out 9 for 9 right now.
Right.
I wouldn't even want to wear it like that. I think if I were to ever get an iced out 9 for 9, it means we made it. So yeah, that would be a great gift.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say veneers.
He has been talking about the veneers recently.
That might be better, yo.
Right?
Veneers.
You don't need veneers.
Yeah, I don't need veneers.
But it looks great. Yeah, it looks great.
Yeah. I don't think you should get veneers.
I know, but I know you want it.
I didn't know you wanted veneers.
Dude, I've been.
He was talking about what's his name, Soulja Boy, with his beautiful veneers and shit. Remember?
No.
Oh.
I guess you saw this. I've talked about it so many times.
Really?
Yeah, bro. Definitely multiple times.
Wait, am I actually tripping?
I talk about little Yachty's veneers.
Yeah,
I know, but I thought that's just because you like their smile. I didn't think you wanted them on your own.
Nah, for sure.
He wants that smile as well.
Yeah.
I'll get Jason a perm.
Once again, the worst. I literally cut it all off.
Are you bringing back the perms now, bro?
You know what's crazy? I literally told Jason get rid of your perm for so long. How long was I telling him to get rid of that shit?
I don't know if he even said that.
Oh my god!
You know the difference though? You were just a girl. You weren't his girl at the time. That's why. Obviously, he's not gonna listen to a girl.
Oh my god. I'm pretty sure you said you liked the perm.
No, I said you should get rid of your perm.
And then your gift to me is gonna give me back the perm?
I was just trying to be funny, okay? I was just trying to be funny and say something nice. Fine, I'll get you. Oh, let me think of a gift, huh? I'll get you an essentials hoodie to match those dance shorts you're in.
He doesn't like that one either. Alright, let's move this whole up here.
Oh, I know. I would buy Jason an array of chips.
Why?
Like all kinds of chips.
Okay, all the time.
Like chips. Like different types of little chips. He likes chips.
Dude, imagine it's my birthday and she put up in a box of chips.
Yeah. Imagine
that. Variety pack.
Imagine that. And she probably would get the wrong chips, dude. Imagine that. She probably get all.
You ain't getting the gift from me.
I don't even want it.
Okay, fine. I don't feel bad because you did say a good gift for me.
Yeah.
Just think something more expensive.
I'm trying to think more like wholeheartedly gift rather money. But
that's
gift.
Not Jason's style.
Okay, fine, you want money, bro.
Just get him a Tessie or something.
No, he wouldn't want a Tessie, he want a different car. I'll give you a car with the roof lights.
A Rolls.
Twinkly lights.
A Rolls Royce? Yeah. Of course I've been.
Yeah, you'll take a Rolls.
Yeah,
yeah, he had to force that one out of you.
He like 6 gift from me.
I mean, the Rolls is not even like, dude, that's like throwing out like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you would like a Rolls too.
Yeah.
But that's not like.
It's like a house or something.
Yeah.
Alright, dude, let's just move past it. Yeah, dude.
Keep shitting on my gifts like that.
You just don't know me as well as I know you.
Alright, let's not start this again.
Okay, wait, actually, going back to this whole Jagan, the original clip.
I really think that I know you more than you know me.
Clearly not.
You know what? We'll run this quiz. There will be a Jason versus Megan segment. Me and Tala will leave.
Perfect.
But I'll going back to the clip real quick. I just have to say, remembering the clip, dude, Sala, you gassed up that clip and made it 10 times worse.
What did I say?
Get a room, Jason! That's what made it worse, now that I think about it, right? Am I not lying? Right? She's like, ooh! And she's like, get a room, Jason!
Okay, it's Sala's defense.
Oh, so it's all of Sala's
defense. Yeah!
Nah. I said that in disgust, okay?
No, also, Sala doesn't know the depth of everything.
Yeah.
She's just out of context.
Okay.
All right, Polly.
Hey, sorry.
Try to light up a fire with my ass.
He's the true instigator.
I am.
He
D1 really instigator. Is.
He's like actually the true instigator of our podcast.
Yeah, I'm watching.
Dude, you know how
I'm gonna record everything with my ear.
Oh, chill. No, but you know how I look through every comment and shit? There's this one guy, he's been hating on my ass, bro. Dumbfounded Pod, like both of our recent pod, everywhere. Paul like fucking keeps instigating. He's like, that guy needs a fucking chill. Like every video, I'm like, dude, who is this guy? Well, fuck you, bro. I see you, bro. Straight up, bro.
Yeah, so but you do be instigating shit.
I know. We gotta spice it up, man. Can we go to a different question, guys?
Wait, no.
No, we haven't finished your present.
Wait, did we even do your present?
No, we didn't.
We haven't done your present either.
Perfect gift for Paul.
Yeah, perfect gift for Paul.
I like expensive
shit,
guys.
Like a really nice outfit.
I would like
that. Like a deck.
Yeah, like a drippy outfit.
I would like that.
You would like that.
I would like that.
But it's like, you gotta get the right fit.
Right.
That's like, I'm getting
tough.
Like a
right.
Dior print nice.
Yeah. That's
oh,
a great
that,
one.
Okay,
that's
be,
a great
be,
one. That's
that.
A great one.
I think like a pay for a trip with your girls.
Oh.
Yeah, true. I was thinking like a resort.
Well, that's a dirty gift, my guy. Oh,
yeah.
This guy loves his girl.
Yeah. I love traveling too, bro.
I never met a guy that loves his girl, you know?
Hey, bro. What's up with this guy?
God.
Yo.
Like, he's going through his
hey, what did I say, guys? Prime Jason is coming
he's
out.
He's going through his heartbreak phase. Let it out.
Bro, you know a couple lover boys, bro.
No, sometimes I'm spooked by the amount that you love your girl. I'm like, damn, this motherfucker really loves this girl, bro.
That's good though. Yeah. He just never loved like that.
No, I love that. That's so funny.
Yeah.
I was spooked, eh?
Spooked, bro.
That's crazy,
yeah,
dog.
Spooked, bro.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Sola? Sola, yeah. Mm.
Mm, I'd get you a really nice camera set.
Ooh.
Like all the creative content for him.
Ooh. That's a great
that was
gift.
So fun.
Right now.
Yeah, what would you give me, Jason?
I think you would absolutely love.
Ooh.
And I don't even know if I can make this happen, but if I could gift you your dream role in a big movie.
Wow. Oh, this guy's hella thoughtful and shit.
That's an actual thing. I thought I was getting it.
Because I know you really want that. You've been working hard.
Oh, I cast you as my supporting actor then.
Trying to be all sweet and shit.
I'm a great gift giver, bro.
Yeah, you are. Sorry, Tony.
I'm a good gift giver too. I just like didn't say the right one right now.
I think you are good too. You're thoughtful with it.
I'm very thoughtful.
That's right.
I don't need money like that shit.
Yeah.
I might just feel like you're getting a good gift.
You would like this type of gift, I guess.
Give Jason a fucking hand in the car next time. See, I want you to love that shit.
Dude, he's throwing it away.
I know. So I'm giving it to him.
How does one earn your vulnerability?
That's an interesting question. How do they earn it?
Yeah, how do they earn you to really be vulnerable?
Right. I'll say quick, short answer off the top of the brain is definitely when they open up first. Then I'm like, okay, if they could open up to me, I could open up to them. Mm. But that's obviously not actually, like, that's just something off the top.
How does one earn your trust?
Yeah, basically, that's what it is.
Yeah. Honestly, don't take a lot from me. I feel like I trust off the bat.
It's a vibe.
I'm the kind of person where it's like, I automatically always trust and think you're a good person.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start doing me wrong is when I switch up,
mm.
You know? Because I don't like thinking of people as bad people.
Yeah, you give them the benefit of the doubt.
I always give people the benefit of the doubt. I'm always going to think you're a good person unless you do me wrong.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I have like Cardi being vulnerable right now, so.
You know what, dude? That sometimes that's good, sometimes it's bad.
Sometimes it's bad.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe I just need to like shut the fuck up sometimes. I just don't really have that ability in me, you guys.
Dude, I feel that.
I think it is easy to be vulnerable. Because you're right. I think I can open up to strangers.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's like, how do I gain their trust, then that's completely different.
How about your true vulnerability? Because I think there is a performed vulnerability.
Yeah, yeah. There is.
You know, you're telling the stories, but you're
details
not
left out
really,
or something.
Yeah,
right,
vulnerable.
Right.
So how do you get to that level?
I don't even think I've ever told like the full realness of something ever to anyone.
Really?
Not even to your partners?
Especially to my partners. I feel like I have the highest trust range with my partners. I think when it comes to friends, I can say anything mainly, but when it comes to a partner, I'm a lot more guarded.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah, I think because I'm afraid that they're gonna use it against me.
I think it's a bad. Your ex is a bad example, because I think most people open up the most they vulnerable.
Yeah, I've never been able to.
Yeah.
Especially with the partner. So I feel like now it's gonna be really difficult for me to do that in the future. And it sucks that that was my first representative. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But. I mean, shit, I feel like I'm just going to be like this, to be honest.
I thought of my answer. It's definitely, for me, one of those, I have to know them for a long period of time. Mm. And then we've had a couple of those long, heart-to-heart discussions. Not even just, like, opening up, but just, like, some serious-ass talks. Mm-hmm. And then once you have a couple of those, you have, like, a vibe, like, okay, like, I could definitely tell this guy this.
Yeah.
Type shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's more of a feeling that you just get over
built
time.
Built over time.
Definitely, yeah.
You're right, because there's different versions of the story that I'll tell to different
people. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's a performance.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. And some people, I won't reveal everything.
Right,
yeah.
Right. You leave out a couple, yeah.
Exactly.
But I think it is a time. I think it is a time.
Yeah.
I think it's mainly time too.
Interesting.
Right. What is it for you?
So for me, I think it's somebody who I don't have to impress at all.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Sometimes I think I use my vulnerability to impress somebody.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially
use it to gain their
trust.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think I can be literally the most vulnerable. I could tell the most shameful, embarrassing details and cry a bunch, even to a stranger.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. I feel like it's sometimes so much easier to tell it to
a
stranger.
And I think for me, it's because I don't need to impress them. I don't need to be perceived a certain way.
Yeah.
And the people that I do care about, that I am vulnerable with,
mm-hmm.
are the people that I know that I'm safe with all the weird cards that I am, you know?
Right.
So I think that's what I realized. It's like, Do I need to impress this person?
Mm.
Right.
Mm.
Or like, do I want to be perceived a certain way?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. How like, I'd be less vulnerable. Not vulnerable, or I would say less vocal to the people that I'm closer with.
Because
I would never want them to see me in a negative light.
Exactly.
You know?
Really?
Yeah. Like, if I do something really bad, and like, I'm not the most perfect person in the world. I've definitely done some bad things before, but I'll just never be able to tell anyone. Because I just...
Dude, that's crazy, bro.
Yeah, like, I just can't... I don't know if it's an ego thing, I don't know if it's like a pride thing or what. It's just like, I'm like, why would I ever want to share this negative energy of myself to somebody else?
I feel like you're embarrassed.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
100%
yeah.
embarrassed, and 100% like, I don't want them to ever look at me as nothing but a nice, happy person. You know?
Mm. That's kind of... Oh, dude, that's tough, dude.
It is tough, but I genuinely can't change that about myself.
Dude, you can, bro. No, don't even say that, bro.
I think the right people will make you feel safe.
Dude,
to
for
see,
sure,
to
bro.
Take you in all your... With all your flaws and all and be like, I still love you.
Bro, straight up, dude. Like, I don't even like hearing that from you.
Yeah.
Like, that's like crazy to me.
I think that's just... I don't know. I feel like...
They probably have judged you before. I know you've told me, like, you know, you've had trouble with friends and shit like that. That's definitely why.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, some trauma.
Yeah. You mentioned you had trouble with friends in high school,
yeah,
in the beginning of college.
Yeah.
I think there's a little bit of trauma built up there, and now, currently, you don't want to reveal all your feelings.
You're
in fear of that happening again.
Yeah.
But hopefully maybe a partner. Somebody nice, who can like literally welcome you with their open arms, like, in here, you're safe.
Right. Yeah, I think that's like, I've never felt like true love from somebody, especially a partner. I've never like had even like sex with somebody who's like been like true love, you know? It's never been like, I love you so much that I want to do this, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like, sorry,
That's okay. It's okay. It's kind of a lot to think about because you're going through like your younger self too and what she went through, and like it's a big reflection thing, especially when it comes to like guarding up. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's like you're protecting yourself. You're protecting like the young girl that has been hurt, you know?
Dude, I think it's hard for girls to
have
and make good friends.
Yeah.
That's what I realized.
Dude, for sure. I don't know why is that.
Yeah. Obviously you see it, but I don't really see too many girls that have been friends with, you know, had childhood friends and are best friends today. Like, they like to change friend groups a lot.
They do. Hella, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just like, I don't want to ever like be like, I'm burdening somebody or like, you know, it's like, why are you talking about this? Why are you like trying to make it a bad thing, you know? And like, I want to like tell somebody, you know, but I think it's just, I don't know if like I'll ever be able to like fully like do it.
You could, bro. You could.
I talked to you about this too, but it's straight up like the abandonment shit, bro. Like, you're just scared of being abandoned. Cause like Emily's like similar. Like, if you're friends and like they're not the best people, right? But they're all you know, they're all you have now. It's like, obviously no one wants to restart and make new friends, right? So, but like sometimes you need to.
Yeah.
Like, there's a reason you can't tell your friends that.
I know.
If they really loved you, they'd want to hear it. And I feel like it would come out of you naturally because the love is so strong in your relationships. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know that you deserve better than that.
Yeah. I know. Like, I
feel it's just hard. She knows she needs girlfriends.
Right.
It's hard, bro.
Yeah. That's what, there's a lot of girls who it's easy for them to make friends with guys, they say.
Mm. Yeah.
Because they're less judged with guys, right?
It's literally making
it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah.
But also, don't feel alone. There's a lot of girls who are going through it, and honestly, I feel like through the pod, you could kind of be like that example, you know, if they could see you live, correcting that and being able to be open up and shit, you feel me?
This was like such a thing in the past, I don't know, I just like...
No, I feel like I've been a lot more happy lately. It's okay.
I really talked about it. Wow, like I just really kind of just hella talked about it.
Yeah. It's okay, but this is some real homie shit.
I know, I'm okay. Yeah, some real I'm actually okay. Like, I'm not like, you know, like sad about this, like crying about it.
It just hurts, it's a part of you.
Yeah.
That stings.
Feel that, dude.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I think being a girl is tough.
For sure.
In that way.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I feel like we've been blessed. Like, I've been friends with Paul for like 10 plus years.
Yeah, dude.
Like, there's history there.
Right. Yeah. It is crazy though, like, just going off of that, like, me and Jason, like, our church friend group, we've been all, like, realizing this over, like, the probably last 2-3 years since one of our homies had something, but, like, we're so blessed, bro. Like, we have a group of, like, 7-8 boys, like, we've known each other for so damn long, been through so much shit, like, literally every possible situation, and, like, I'm looking around, and I'm, like, not only between other guys, but other girls, like, dude, no one has that shit,
it's pretty rare.
Yeah.
To have a group of guys stay together for that long.
Yeah.
And be close.
actually get together still, and,
yeah, bro.
Yeah, I think, I do have a friend like that that I've known my entire life,
right.
But they're so far away that it's harder. Yeah. Because I need to see them in order for me to feel, you know, even though we literally talk every day, but it's you know, it's a hang-up thing.
Yeah.
But
like, you always seem happier when you see them. You know what I mean? Those guys, yeah.
And I think it's just like a lot of friendships in the past have been like so abrupt, completely done. You know what I mean? With no explanation of even me like trying to justify like if I did something wrong. You know, I just never know. So I think that's...
I think one last thing about this is that you'll also be very surprised at how many people are actually there to love you fully.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I think there's actually a lot of people who would, like, just want to hug you despite everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
For sure.
We're back. We took a break and we realized the fucking recorder died on us.
For real, bro.
Like 36 minutes into the pod.
Yeah bro.
So we don't know how well this audio is.
If you're seeing this, that means somehow we salvaged the audio from the camera.
Right.
But
this was such a good episode.
I think it will work.
I think it'll work too, because this is gonna be like a regular YouTube video,
right? They just gotta boost it up.
Yeah, we'll boost it up hella.
But we do apologize sincerely to all the viewers, especially the Spotify.
If you're a Spotify listener,
I'm sorry, Spotify viewers, we got you in the first half, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, everything the fucking camera died on us. Yeah. Honestly, the camera died on us. That's why we stopped.
Yeah. And then we realized then, that this died on us too. Like, geez. 30 minutes into us filming.
Honestly, blessing in disguise.
You think so?
So that we can check.
Oh, right, right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You know what?
Yeah. Next week will be better.
Yeah.
Next week. Will be better.
Just know it's literally just us all the time working on this shit, you know? So
we do apologize though, for real. Because, yeah.
I think it'll be fine. Tony can work his magic. And
yeah, hopefully.
Yep.
Okay, well.
I know it's an abrupt ending, but hopefully you guys enjoyed this week's episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots
That's
of.
It? No last question?
Oh, we can
still go. If you're feeling this whole, I thought you had to go and shit.
I mean,
we got one more. Okay. I mean,
okay.
I don't care.
Yeah. Okay.
Do we want to? I don't know.
Do we have one more?
Yeah, if we have one more,
we can. We have a ton of quiz questions. Maybe just one more. My last question is a fun one. Hopefully a fun one.
Yeah. Let's lighten the mood up a little bit.
Yeah. And on a high note.
Yep.
What's an activity or something we can do together to be closer to one another, to each other?
We need like a competitive game against another group or some shit, bro. I feel like that'd make us so close, bro.
We can't play against each other. We have to play against
each other. We need some team building. Ooh. Bro.
Like an escape room.
Dude, yeah. Actually, pod versus pod. That's tough.
Yeah.
Ooh, pod versus pod.
Yeah, bro. We would get close as fuck, man.
Yeah.
Or like it can even be like.
Even between us, I feel like if we all just went like to the beach.
Beach?
Or like did a hike.
I think better than beach. Yeah.
Let's do something outside.
Right.
You know?
I think a hike would actually sound good.
Yeah, hike would be better. Because beach, I'm imagining we're just going to lay there and shit. Like, not as much talking. But I feel like hike in the morning, you're like, you know, feeling good and shit.
I could plan it.
A hike. We're about to be hella active and shit all of a sudden. Yeah. Hike, 5K, half marathon.
Running to do.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I feel like with me and Megan, what could we do to be closer to each other?
I feel like if we just sat in a room.
Just talk.
Just like a hangout.
Yeah, just a hangout.
That's how girls get closer, just talking.
Yeah. Or even like a girls' night out.
Yeah.
To a nice bar.
I'm so down. Let's look super cute.
Exactly.
And take photos.
Yeah.
That is how girls get closer, bro.
I'm so down.
How about you and Paul?
I've done everything with Jason. We could go to the sauna together and shit. Ooh. Fucking shave each other's nutsacks and shit.
We should go to ice spa.
What's that?
Ice spa. But we'll wear like bikini shirts. Let's all go to ice spa.
Ice spa?
That'd be hard.
Ice spa stuff.
That'd be kind of fun.
Let's do ice spa vlog. Vlog.
Dude, no, you can't vlog there.
Oh,
there's way too many like randoms and shit, dude.
Oh, okay.
Get the Harabuchi school chew and shit.
No, like when we go to the main room.
Oh.
Yeah, crack some eggs, you know. Oh, yeah. Drink some shikke.
Some tteokbokki.
Yes.
So jokes. Last time I went there, I was like, I ordered food, hit the Penske to get ready, and then I went up. I didn't know you can't go up. The beeper doesn't beep. So I was up there for like 30 minutes, right?
Ajuma comes up.
Because I went upstairs, right? And then, like, I'm waiting for my food.
Yeah.
But then the lady came up pissed, bro. She's like, what the fuck are you doing up here? There's a sign that says don't come up here with the beeper. So my food was cold as shit. My ramen's all fucking swollen and shit. So bad, bro. I don't know if I can show face, bro. Shit.
I think we should go to, like, Disneyland.
Oh, that's crazy.
Or, like, Knott's Berry Farm.
Knott's. You know I hate roller coasters.
What?
Yeah. I'll be the filmer and shit, though.
How do you not like roller coasters?
I should hate roller coasters, bro.
I think I kind of do.
Wait, yeah. I feel like you guys knew that.
I knew this about you.
Yeah, dude. I don't know why.
We should do like a Horror Nights. We should do the 17th door together.
Horror Nights is kind of fun.
Door? What is that?
You don't know what 17th door. It's like the scariest haunted maze attraction. It happens right here in Fullerton.
Oh, what?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? I never heard of it.
And it's like actually like we would never do it. It's actually really fucking scary. Like you have to sign a waiver, My friends got like cockroaches down their shirt. Oh, got slapped what? By a fish. Live cockroaches? Live cockroaches.
Oh, yeah.
They get like put into electrocution chair. You could get like water up to your neck, bro.
Why? That's not a 9 for 9 type of game, I think.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I think the worst idea for us would be like a movie night. I think I would like movie not night? Enjoy a movie
oh,
night.
Oh, movie night, nah.
With all of us.
Nah, yeah, no movie night. Oh, you know what we should do? This is just like a video idea. Mm. Kind of inspired. Like we do a, I don't know how to explain it in English, but it's essentially a ghost dating, I would say, right? Mm-hmm. So essentially it's like you got an earpiece in. You're on a date and I'm just guiding you. And it's all the same thing for Megan, bro. And we're just like watching y'all.
I would hate that
shit. We're like, you say this? And you're like, da, 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 da.
I would hate that shit.
But if we get the bag, like if we secure the bag together, yeah, yeah. Like, you know, that's team building right there, bro.
I feel like team building for us, we can go ziplining.
The what?
Zipline. These ideas, I like them, but they're so extravagant. It's yeah. just like
we have dude. To yeah. do one of those, like, you know, those like big like wooden things, and like it's like an obstacle course, like in the air.
Oh, like a fun gym, yeah, or something. Yeah, air yeah, jump yeah, up.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I did one of those. They're so fucking scary.
Yeah, I hate like, those.
They're
bro.
Actually
hate those.
I had a full-on panic attack in front of my entire sorority when I was up there because I was like hugging the big ass like. Like log in the yeah, middle because yeah. I could not move, and the guy had to like push me off when we were like ziplining together.
But yeah, I think you're right. It shouldn't be against each other.
Yeah.
I think we need like us as a team,
dude. Yeah,
doing something
because we're all so competitive.
Yeah. They need to set up like a podcast war, bro.
Yeah, we should start it.
Dude, no, like I've always thought about this.
I've always like, thought about this.
Imagine
as well.
Like the boxing scene right now. Oh, they don't yeah. have podcasters, bro. Toss in two podcasters. Let's get it.
No, not even like like anything.
Yeah, anything.
What is
yeah.
cooking?
The one where you throw the ball to get them out.
Dodgeball.
Podcast dodgeball.
That's lit. Bro.
Podcast obstacle course.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Podcast eating competition.
In the future, I think some shit like that could definitely happen in the future, bro.
That'd be really fun.
Yeah.
Dude, that'd be so fun.
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
Podcast trip to
it's
Bali.
It's funny that like we went right back to normal, bro.
Yeah, we just
all of a sudden I could ask 3 more questions, dude, honestly. You know what? Let's just remake the video.
You know what I like about this dynamic is very conversational.
Yeah. Dude, these days it's just like
it's never like ends. we're just yapping, and that's what I wanted for so. I love just yapping, bro.
I forget the cameras are on and shit.
No, yeah. For real.
So should we just do that then? Just finish. I mean, it's up to you guys, bro.
Dude. You guys, you know what time it is? 12:41 right now.
It is. All right, guys. Well, in this episode, we've seen it all. From Megan's tears to Jason's farts to Sola's toes. Oh, wait, no. She covered her toes today. She got socks on. This has been an interesting episode. All sorts of obstacles. Camera dying. Audio dying. But we made it through. Surviving the 949. All right, go ahead, bro.
That was cute.
That's so cute. That should be in the beginning.
I know.
Shout out to everyone that made it to the end of this week's episode.
For
especially
real.
Especially this week's
episode. Especially if the audio is like all crinkly and yeah. Dingly.
Everyone makes mistakes, guys. Say hashtag it's okay, Jason, in the comments. Hashtag W Jason in the comments. Don't worry, guys. Come on.
Make Jason happy again.
It's just one mistake, all right? Sorry, guys.
Make sure to grab your tickets.
Right. Go. Actually, though.
Grab your tickets. We'll see you guys May 10th, all right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And subscribe. Get us to 50K. We growing, man. Mm-hmm. We growing.
We are.
I feel something good coming mm-hmm. real soon. Mm-hmm.
On God.
And, yeah, look forward to big things coming in May.
Yep.
And we'll see you guys next week. We're the 9 for 9 podcast, baby. Peace out.